Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Ro, host of the Queen Pod. On the main pod, we interviewed Tim Staffel, lead singer of Smile, which is Brian and Roger's pre-Queen band. Now, when Tim moved away from the music industry, he went on to establish the look for one of the most iconic children's characters in British television. And although it isn't really anything to do with Queen, I was so keen to ask him about it, and he gave such a brilliant, detailed answer, we thought it would be really fun to make it available as a little mini-pod for your delectation. We are recording these shows on lockdown. The sound can be a little bit variable, so do be patient with us on that front. We have cleaned it up as best as we can, and we really hope you enjoy this little mini pod on Thomas the Tank Engine. I have got one last question I am burning to ask you, which hasn't really got anything to do with Queen, but I'm putting it in the, it's going in the cut no matter what, which is Did you build the fat controller? Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh!
You know what I'm talking about, right? So you worked on Thomas the Tank Engine. You made the fat controller.
Yep.
And which of the trains did you make? Did you make any of the trains as well?
All of the faces.
Oh, my God.
All of the faces. For the Now, we're talking first series only. Sure. I left after the first series.
And rightly so.
I like to think that we made the creative decisions, because after that it was just a repetition of a thing. Yeah. But I made all the faces for the first series. I made all the little characters, the fat controller and the guard and the porters and the people on the stations, and I also designed the smoke generator, which was
what?
Well, you see, well, how long have you got?
All the time in the world for this. I need to know which one of your favourite train was as well.
That's interesting. I actually think my favourite train was Henry.
Good choice.
And in fact, I've still got one of the original faces of Henry somewhere in the house. I've lost it for about a decade, but one of these days I'll find it again. And actually, Henry was wrong, because I met the Reverend Audrey at a party after we finished the first series, and he stood there and he said, "Of course, you've made Henry wrong." Henry was a 4.62, and you've made him a 4.60.
Wow.
So what was were you being quite detailed with the real trains and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I will tell you what happened.
Go on.
We copied the little, you know, the little books, the original little books.
Yeah. Sure.
Copied the designs from the little books, and we turned them into practical engines that would run on a gauge one track, which is available everywhere, because it's the largest commercially available gauge that you can get model railways in. So we built them and we built Thomas and Gordon to shoot the pilot episode. So we built them from scratch. We bought a whole load of the track. We shot a pilot episode. Now, the smoke machine in the engines for the pipe, and they're all made out of perspex and brass and steel, and the smoke machine for the for the pilot engines was a car cigarette lighter, 12-volt car cigarette lighter, running off a contact that was on the rails, and we would drip smoke oil onto it, and smoke would lazily puff out of the chimneys. Now, but it was generating so much heat that the bodies started to buckle. At the point where it was, the point where it was in the engine body. So when it came, and actually we'd made all the wheels from scratch, turned them up on lathes, done everything like that. And the trouble is, we had so much bother with the two engines that we'd scratch built on the pilot episode that what we did was we threw them away. And for the actual series, we bought a German make of engine called Marklin. We bought dozens of these things, and we cut them up and we reconfigured them, the chassis, to match the actual the 462, the 060, all of the configurations that the book engines have got. And the value there was, of course, that all the R&D had been done by the original developers. But what we didn't have was a smoke generator. So what I did was, I found this liquid called titanium tetrachloride, which smokes on contact with air. So I got these little glass containers blown, Imperial College, funnily enough, glass chemical engineering department, which had an inlet, a little tube inlet that went into a little glass container, which was about the size of a PP3 battery. And then an outlet which came directly out of the top, filled them up with titanium tetrachloride, and then attached the inlet to a small aquarium diaphragm, which was then driven off the wheels on the engine, which had a little eccentric bearing. So the diaphragm pump from the aquarium was pumping air through the titanium tetrachloride, which was then bubbling out, and that little tube came out of the chimney pot. So when the engine was going along, it was actually puffing this smoke out.
Oh, wow, that's some genius. What a renaissance man you are. That's insane.
No heat generated at all. I mean, and the only thing we had to bother with was the crew saying, is it toxic?
Oh, my God. And it probably was, yeah?
Actually, it was an irritant, but it wasn't.
And yet, that is something that that design is imprinted on the DNA of an entire
generation.
Yeah. Masses of generations. You know, my son's mum made a giant Thomas face to put on the end of his bed and turn his bed into Thomas and stuff.
Yeah. As someone who's my girlfriend's nephew is obsessed with the new cartoon version of Thomas, and I can tell you that the theme tune to that show is a torture that no other human being could invent.
Well, you're not, they're two, they're four, they're six, they're eight.
Yeah, oh, my God! When you hear that on a loop all day, because the episodes are about 30 seconds long, so it's all intro and outro.
Of course, the original music, which is
wonderful,
da, 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 that was done by Junior Campbell and his advertising team from the Marmalade. Do you know the band the Marmalade back in the 60s?
No.
Junior Campbell. He once he packed up being a musician, he formed a music company for servicing adverts and just commercials. And they did the music for Tommy the Tank. And I loved that original music.
Yeah,
I thought
that whole series. Well, I was there thinking I was going to just be able to tell you at the end that I've been listening to you since I was 17, nearly 20 years. But actually, you've been a part of my childhood before Queen, because I grew up on Thomas. So there you go.
Yeah, we all did. We all did.
We have a feature on our podcast, which is 7 Degrees of Rye, which is tenuous links that anyone might have to something Queen related. I've got one for Thomas. Can I share my 7 Degrees of Rye?
Yeah, yeah.
So as a child growing up in Hertfordshire, as we've touched on in previous podcasts, lived next door to a lovely family called the Cooks. They had a son who was a similar age to me, so we became good friends, knew the family really well. This young lad's mum, Margaret, was, you know, taught me how to swim because she was a great swimming teacher. So I learned that. And Margaret, our next door neighbour, was Reverend Audrey's niece.
Wow.
Here's my wow.
What a small world. the very last thing I'll touch on is the fact that I suspect you might have made the Heart of Gold as well, which is one of the greatest spaceships in history.
No, I did. Unfortunately, you didn't. But I did help. We did make the Vogon captain's costume.
Oh, okay, cool. Were you part of Beeblebrox and all that kind of stuff as well?
Yeah, we didn't make Beeblebrox, but the Vogon captain, who was fond of quoting Vogon poetry, which was the worst.
Oh, yes.
That was, we used to get, basically, where I used to work, this is weird, you know, because when I first started doing model making and special effects, I was working in a workshop that was around the back of the Vesta Rowing Club in Putney, which is where we played so many years ago in 1984.
Of course, yeah.
But we used to get overflow work from the Beeb. We were right. Primarily commercials, and that's where I did Roger's Alien. But we also we built the giant robot for Doctor Who. We built which was John Pertwee days, and we built the Vogon captain for Hitchhiker's Guide, and God knows what else. We did used to get a lot of overflow work from the Beeb when their own in-house team couldn't cope.
I have had the great honour of working with Sandra Dickinson and Simon Jones and stuff. So, yeah, it's a series that is very close to my heart. Yeah. I mean, I think we're now getting to a level where we have quite confidently moved away from Queen of Time. whole new podcast, but it's been so lovely spending this afternoon with you.
Terrific.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.